Voice of Literacy, where literacy researchers, teachers, principals, parents, and policymakers share and discuss how literacy research informs practice. Join the biweekly podcast and discussion forums. My name is Dr. Betsy Baker, Professor of Literacy Studies at the University of Missouri. This week, we hear from Dr. John Guthrie, Professor Emeritus at the University of Maryland. He does research involving adolescence and the relationship among reading achievement, motivation, and engagement. Welcome, Dr. Guthrie.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself and how you got interested in motivation and engagement, especially as they relate to reading achievement.
Well, I've been studying reading for many years at the University of Maryland, and our university had a chance to start a big research project, and I asked myself, what do we need to know more about? And motivation jumped out at me. Mm-hmm. And although every teacher believes in the importance, there really has had not, when we started, been much research on motivation of kids for reading.
Hmm. And why is it important, or what exactly are we talking about in terms of why do we care about motivation in reading? I thought we need to help kids decode, or so what's this whole motivation thing?
Well, the whole motivation thing is you got to have energy to get to be a better reader, especially today with the core content state standards. We have a lot of challenges. Part of those challenges for the getting kids to be better at the state standards is cognitive. It's thinking better. It's reading complex text. And that is very hard work. We can't underestimate how much difficulty kids do face with those tough texts. So kids have to be more motivated than ever. They have to spend time, energy. It's going to take not just reading a complex text with deep thinking once in a while. It's going to take a lot of that reading. To do a lot of it, students have to be energized. They have to want to do it. They have to believe that they can succeed. So these are motivations, and teachers can do a lot to support that.
Yeah, so tell us, what does a teacher do?
Well, there are many practices that we have researched, and we've done them together with teachers. So we're not just ivory tower faculty doing our own thing. We've collaborated with fifth grade teachers, second grade, and most recently, seventh grade teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And we find five big practices that successful teachers are doing and that other teachers can learn how to do.
Great.
And I'd love to share those five with
you. Yeah, good.
Our first one is what we call relevance. And that is making the reading relevant to students, helping them see it's personal, helping connect it to their experience. A very simple thing teachers can do is show a brief video for 5 minutes and then have the text related to that video be the text for the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this concrete thing they've seen and they can connect reading to it.
So give me
hands-on
an example.
Activities are terrific ways. So if teachers are teaching about the wind, teaching kids to read text about the wind, go outside for 5 minutes and have a wind walk.
Yeah.
Measure the wind and come back in and read about it.
Yeah.
So relevance is number one.
Okay.
Number two, little choices. You don't have to give a huge choice of go to the media center and spend 2 days reading. You can give a little choice in every lesson.
Hmm.
Might be which book, but it also might be which part of a book. It might be which character to specialize in.
Hmm.
It might be which example to. You're reading about the Civil War, which battle do you want to specialize in?
Mm-hmm.
So little choices, one choice every day for every lesson is something a teacher can do.
Great.
And kids gain a sense of ownership.
Yeah.
Teachers can give also working together, helping kids to be partners in reading, to be in a productive group. Partners can share questions. They can read aloud. They can create answers together. And teachers don't need to have the whole lesson or the whole day be collaborative, but every lesson can have 2, 3 minutes, 5 minutes of collaborative activity that helps the kids see that reading is social as well as solitary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think
practice
like
number four that successful teachers do is they assure the kids are successful. And this is key to building their self-confidence, especially with some of the older students in, say, middle school. The lower achievers have been a low for a long time. They're likely to not think they can read, especially the science books or the information text. So So they're likely to feel like it's all too hard for me.
Hmm.
And if they feel like that, they stop reading. If they stop reading, they can't grow.
Right.
So teachers need to match the text to the student to help the student set realistic goals, like how many pages are you going to read today?
Hmm.
How many questions can you work to answer today? Help the students set goals that the teachers can give them feedback on, and then they can see their progress and gain a sense of ability to succeed.
Okay.
The last practice that really good teachers are doing now is helping kids to see the value of reading.
Hmm.
We live in an information-rich world with lots of digital literacies, and kids can forget that, you know, reading is key, especially older students in, say, grades 5 to 8 get the idea, I don't need to read.
Hmm.
I can listen. I can watch. Many think reading is a waste of time. But, of course, we know you can't get through high school or even middle school or even elementary without reading.
Right.
So, basically, teachers can make reading pay off by helping them interact with a partner or have a debate where they have to read a lot in order to be good in this debate.
Hmm.
So reading gains usefulness in classroom activities, and teachers can get kids discussing, what helped you with the debate? Well, talking well, sharing, but also reading deeply, that helped me a lot with the debate.
Wonderful insights for teachers. Can you tell us any insights you have for parents?
Well, I think parents can also foster students' motivations, mostly by helping them to get access to books,
uh-huh.
connecting to the library, connecting to books on the internet, connecting to books on their interest, and just being aware that the students need to realize parents are supporting their reading and valuing it. They want to see the student reading.
Well, and I think a lot of the all the Harry Potter that got read was probably parents fostering that and advocating for letting them go to the movie after they've read the book or whatever.
Well, you know, there are stories about inner city students who did not have much reading and weren't doing well, and the mother said, "I want to see you read a book a week.
Uh-huh.
I want to limit your TV to 1 hour a day,
mm-hmm.
Especially if you're not reading a book a week." And those students who saw parental interest and commitment like that start reading something and accelerate into being a better reader.
Interesting. What do you tell principals?
Well, I think principals have a key role in boosting motivation because they can support it with their observations. They can support it with their opportunities for teachers to build motivation. Teachers are instructional leaders now. They're evaluating teachers now. And principals should have motivation on their checklist of what they want to see in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see these five practices, or at least one of these practices I mentioned, in every lesson for every teacher.
Mm-hmm. And is this just during literature? Does this include science teachers, math teachers?
This is every lesson. The core content state standards, as you know, talk about reading for science,
mm-hmm.
reading for history, reading for math.
Mm-hmm.
So every teacher in the classroom, every teacher in the school, can put one motivation support to work in every lesson that relates to text.
Yeah, yeah. What do you tell policymakers?
Well, I think policymakers have undermined reading motivation by just emphasizing skill.
Yeah.
And the core content state standards are all about skill, and the policymakers need to make engagement, that is a lot of time and commitment to reading, as part of their policy.
Yeah.
That a school that goes to support high volume of time and high commitment to reading, they shouldn't be paddling upstream and working against policy. They should be paddling with policy. So policy needs to say that engagement is the link between the teacher and the student's achievement.
Yeah, so that's where I wanted you to really, this article talks a lot about how do motivation and engagement relate to achievement, and that's where I hear, principals and policymakers, well, everybody cares about achievement, but those people really are. And so,
well, there's a engagement in reading, which means spending a lot of time working hard at being a good reader and working hard at doing the reading, engagement is more important to achievement than intelligence.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. A moderately an average intelligence student who works hard and commits to reading will have a higher achievement than the bright kid who doesn't, who is not committed.
So potentially, all of our focus on drilling skills and potentially making things less motivating has worked against us in trying to increase our reading achievement.
Well, it explicitly works against, and our research shows that teachers who do none of those five things, mm-hmm. there's no relevance, no choice, no collaboration, no success, and no emphasis on importance, they are actually causing kids to avoid reading. And when students avoid reading, they can't grow.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you going next with this? What do we still need to learn about motivation and engagement and reading achievement?
Well, I think that the next steps and the next steps people are taking are doing classroom experiments on, okay, what choices work best for students? What choices work best for fifth graders versus third graders? What collaborative activities? What types of partnerships? What types of group work? How long can you do group work before it gets too old? Hmm. There are many, many important things about classroom experiments and innovations on how to boost this reading engagement and how to sustain it.
Dr. John Guthrie from the University of Maryland, we thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
You can find Dr. Guthrie's research in Reading Research Quarterly, Volume 48, Issue 1. Stay current with literacy research. Go to iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter and search for Voice of Literacy. Or go directly to our website, www.voiceofliteracy.org, where you can find a link to this article and additional work done by Dr. Guthrie. Go to iTunes and rate this podcast. 800 people have rated Grammar Girl. We want 801. The more who rate the Voice of Literacy, the more likely others will find us. Help us spread the word about literacy research and how it informs practice. This is the Voice of Literacy.